In today's show, as Bitcoin consolidates below 35,000, we'll be discussing what can trigger the next fresh BTC rally. That's right, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Also in today's show, breaking news, UFC inks $175 million sponsorship deal with Crypto.com. And even though the terms of the deal were not publicly disclosed, according to sources, it's worth $175 million over 10 years. And more breaking news, Janice McAfee can't accept a suicide story about her husband John's death. She has questioned the suicide narrative, asserting there was no mention of a suicide note when she picked up his belongings from jail. And this morning she shared this heartfelt post here on Twitter, quoting her right here: "I cannot begin to describe this pain I am feeling that everyone who truly loved John is feeling. I have been struggling to write this tweet since the news of John's death. I still cannot believe he is really gone. I miss you and I will love you forever, John David." And quoting her from this letter: "We had a plan of action in place to begin the appeal process, and we discussed plans for the next stages of his legal fight. The extradition would have not happened immediately. It would have taken many months at least." Also in today's show, more breaking news: Russian lawmakers prepare a legal amendment to confiscate crypto. That's right, Russian lawmakers are working on a new legislation that would allow the government to confiscate cryptocurrencies, according to a senior official. But I must point out that it's not that easy to confiscate crypto, unlike gold. According to some local industry experts, no amount of legislation would make it possible for the government to actually seize crypto assets. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's episode, Bitcoin miner revenue jumps by 50% in 4 days since record difficulty drop. Quoting the Week on Chain newsletter, whilst the protocol is now issuing the same number of coins as it regularly does, having difficulty wound down, we're now in a situation where half the network has doubled their income and the other half of the network is essentially producing nothing. Also in today's show, Bitcoin analyst says supply shock is underway as Bitcoin withdrawal rate spikes to a one-year high. That's right, the supply shock is being unnoticed, similar to quarter four of 2020 before the price of Bitcoin skyrocketed, says statistician Willie Wu. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the alts are back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin price eyes a fresh increase. Bitcoin spike higher above 35,000 resistance, but it failed to extend gains. Bitcoin traded as high as $35,130 before it started a fresh downside correction. There was a break below 34,500 support level and the 100 hourly simple moving average. It even traded below the $34,000 level, but the bulls were active near $33,500 support. A low was formed near $33,594, and the price is now consolidating losses. It climbed above the 23.6% Fibonacci retracement level of the recent drop from 35,130 swing high to the 33,594 low. It seemed like there was a major contracting triangle forming with support near 33,750 on the hourly chart of the Bitcoin slash USD pair, as you can see right here on your screen. Now, if the Bitcoin price fails to stay above the triangle support and then 33,000 33,600. There could be a sharp decline. The next major support is near 33,250 level. And if there is a downside break below 33,250 and the $33,000 support levels, the price could continue to move down. Any more losses may possibly push the price towards the $32,200 support. Now let's discuss a fresh rally for the king of all crypto. If Bitcoin remains stable above the triangle support and the 33,600 zone, it could start a fresh increase in the near term. An immediate resistance on the upside is near 34,500, which we just broke out of this morning, and the triangle upper trend line. The next key resistance is near 35,000, which we're on the cusp of breaking at the time of this recording, above which the price could attempt a strong increase. If there is a close above that $35,000 resistance zone, the price would rise towards 36,500, which is the key resistance area. Now for the technical indicators, the hourly MACD is slowly gaining pace in a bullish zone, and the hourly relative strength index for Bitcoin is just above the 50 level, with major support levels at 33,650, followed by 33,000, and the major resistance levels are 34,500, 35,400, and $36,500. Now for our next breaking story of the day, the UFC inks a $175 million sponsorship deal with Crypto.com. Now, how many of you are going to be watching the trilogy fight between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier for UFC 264 this weekend? Let me know in the comments below. UFC announced Wednesday that it agreed to a fight kit partnership with Crypto.com, one of the world's largest crypto trading platforms by trading volumes, as reported by CNBC. The sponsorship is worth $175 million and will last over the next decade. And as a part of the agreement, Crypto.com's brand will appear on fight kit items worn by athletes during competition, as well as clothing worn by the training staff. Additionally, Crypto.com has acquired the rights to UFC's newly launched sponsorship category known as Cryptocurrency Platform Partner, and Crypto.com co-founder and CEO Chris Marzalek called the UFC deal a historic moment, noting that it would help the sports industry accelerate the world's transition to cryptocurrency. And Ari Emanuel, CEO of talent agency Endeavor, which purchased a stake in UFC in April, said that the agreement is just the beginning of a long relationship with the UFC. So there you have it. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Janice McAfee can't accept the suicide story about John's death. Was he whacked, as his tattoo would suggest? Also, Russian lawmakers prepare legal amendment to confiscate crypto, as well as Bitcoin miner revenue jumps by 50% in 4 days since record difficulty drop, as well as Bitcoin analyst says supply shock is underway as Bitcoin withdrawal rate spikes to a one-year high. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the alts are back in the green, with Bitcoin up 1.6%, trading at about that $35,000 resistance. We have Ether up 2.6%, trading at about $2,400. Binance Coin up 5%, trading at $335. Chainlink up 6.4%, trading at about $21. And Polkadot up 7%, trading at $16.86. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Janice McAfee, the widow of antivirus pioneer John McAfee, says she can't accept a suicide story relating to the death of her husband until an investigation has been completed. In a new tweet, she noted that she is still in shock as she expressed her disbelief that the 75-year-old would kill himself because of looming extradition to the U.S. to face charges of tax evasion and the possibility of life in prison, as she shared right here in this heartfelt tweet I read here in the intro of the show. The outspoken crypto proponent was found dead in his jail cell within hours of a Spanish court ordering his extradition to the U.S. on June 23rd. An official autopsy is being conducted by Spanish authorities, but newspaper El País has cited unnamed sources saying preliminary results showed that death was by suicide. Now, it sounds like another Epstein case if you were to ask me. Janice described the mainstream media as a malignant cancer and said she questioned the story of John's suicide, noting that the reported suicide note found in his pocket was never mentioned when she picked up his belongings from jail, and it was something that MSN found out before she did. In McAfee's view, the decision from Spanish courts was no surprise to John and wouldn't have tipped him over the edge, as he was prepared to appeal the process. Quoting her here, "We had a plan of action in place to begin the appeal process, and we discussed plans for the next stages of his legal fight. The extradition would have not happened immediately. It would have taken many months at least." Now, what are your honest thoughts surrounding this mysterious case of John McAfee's death? Now, I also want to point out that back on November 30th of 2019, he tweeted, "Get in subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. check my right arm, and you can see the tattoo right here, whacked, and it doesn't stop there. He also tweeted, I am content in here, I have friends, the food is good, all is well. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. Now, how much more obvious could it get? And he also tweeted here, I've collected files on corruption in governments for the first time. I'm naming names and specifics. I'll begin with a corrupt CIA agent and two Bahamian officials. Coming today, if I'm arrested or disappear, 31 plus terabytes of incriminating data will be released to the press. So was it murder or suicide? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Russian lawmakers prepare legal amendment to confiscate crypto. Crazy, right? Russian lawmakers are working on a new legislation that would allow the government to confiscate cryptocurrencies, according to a senior official. Now quoting Russian Prosecutor General Igor Krasnov, he shares, the criminal usage of cryptocurrencies poses a serious challenge in our country. He claimed that Russia's adopted crypto law on digital financial assets has played a crucial role in tackling this problem, but new criminal code amendments would bring additional protection. This would allow the application of restrictive measures and confiscation of virtual assets. Now, according to some local industry experts, no amount of legislation would make it possible for the government to actually seize crypto assets. That's right, because unlike gold, crypto is unconfiscatable. Now, Nikita Shashnikov, a former senior lawyer at Deloitte CIS and director of Alpha Cash, told Cointelegraph that it's obvious that digital assets kept in wallets would be impossible to confiscate like any other type of crypto assets. However, there is already one landmark case where FSB officers were found guilty for accepting bribes, and the court formally seized 0.1 and 4.7 BTC as state revenue. Now, Krasnov's renewed efforts to fight crypto-enabled corruption in Russia came months after U.S. President Sleepy Joe Biden's administration sanctioned him for prosecuting Russian opposition and anti-corruption leader Alexei Navalny. Also like to point out that according to local investigations, Krasnov has been involved in some controversy related to corruption. Go figure. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin miner revenue jumps by 50% in 4 days since record difficulty drop, as well as Bitcoin analyst says supply shock is underway as Bitcoin withdrawal rate spikes to a one-year high. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $1.46 trillion with $78 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, current Bitcoin dominance at 44.2% with the ETH dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have KuCoin token up 31% for the day and 92% for the week, trading at $13.91. The Decentraland up 17% for the day and 35% for the week, trading at 71 cents. And Harmony up 17% for the day and 25% for the week, trading at 8 cents. Now checking out the top losers within the top 100s, so we have Synthetics down 5% for the day, but still up 61% for the week, trading at 11 bucks. Compound down 4% for the day, but still up 58% for the week, trading at $475. And XDC down 4% for the day, but still up 38% for the week, trading at 10 cents. Now, out of this list of the biggest gainers and losers, which altcoins in particular are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 in fear. Yesterday was a 20, last week a 28, and last month a 15 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD buy that freaking dip, and when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin miner revenue jumped after the network saw its biggest ever difficulty drop, according to new data. According to figures from monitoring resource blockchain.com, daily revenues have surged by over 50%. That's right. Bitcoin mining is currently in a unique state of flux. Around half of the hashing power is offline as miners relocate from China, and it remains unknown how quickly they will be able to come back online. At the same time, those miners unaffected by the Chinese route have seen half of their competitors disappear overnight, and profitability has gone up as a result. That's right. With data now coming in for the past few weeks, the scale of the changes is plain to see. Daily mining revenue was around $20.7 million on Friday, the day before the difficulty adjustment. A day later, it hit $29.3 million, and by Tuesday this week, $31.9 million, as you can see right here on your screen. It shows you the Bitcoin miner revenue chart. This is all a consequence of a very interesting dynamic analytics firm Glassnode summarized in a video guide to this week's edition of its newsletter, The Week on Chain. We have a very interesting Houston Dynamics, where approximately 50% of the hash power is currently offline and incurring a great number of costs due to logistics and just simply not hashing. Having hardware that's not currently working and the other 50% has essentially seen half their competition drop off the network, it explained along with the following. Whilst the protocols are now issuing the same number of coins as it regularly does, having difficulty wound down, we're now in a situation where half the network has doubled their income and the other half of the network is essentially producing nothing. And for active miners, profitability has reverted to around the level seen when Bitcoin traded between $55,000 and $60,000. The results have been felt not just by miners. Average block times hit their highest levels ever over the past week, beaten only during Bitcoin's bootstrapping period during 2009 to 2010, before the crypto even had a solid price in USD. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin analyst says a supply shock is underway as Bitcoin withdrawal rate spikes to a one-year high. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 830 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. Also have a blog I update daily. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day. Just like this, you can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. As Bitcoin continues sideways inside the $30,000 to $40,000 range, new data is emerging about the potential for a bullish breakout. Let's go BTC. Willy Wu, on-chain analyst, anticipates a potential supply shock in the Bitcoin market as long-term hodlers continued raking Bitcoin supply from short-term ones. Wu stated in his July 2nd newsletter that the process might push more Bitcoin out of circulation. The analyst referred to the ratio of Bitcoin held by strong hands versus weak ones, also known as the Bitcoin supply ratio, noting that the former is actively absorbing selling pressure from whales that have been dumping their crypto holdings since February. This reminds me of a supply shock that went by unnoticed by the market in quarter four 2020, wrote Willy Wu. Pundits were debating whether Bitcoin was an inflation hedge in the post-Novid world when the data was pointing to long-term investors stacking Bitcoin at a fast pace. The price subsequently went on a tear, very quickly decoupling from its tight correlation with stock. Now, new active users are rising. Glassnode, another on-chain data analytics service, boosted Bitcoin's booming adoption prospects. The portal revealed that the Bitcoin network has been onboarding an average of 32,000 new users every single day, which is a new high for 2021. As you can see here, the Bitcoin network user growth. Now, the Bitcoin network user growth metric last topped in January of 2018, hit an approximately 40,000 before correcting lower. Alongside the prices, it showed that the new users stopped coming into the Bitcoin network as its price crashed from the 20,000 top in January of 2018 to as low as 3,200 in December of 2020. This is not the structure we're experiencing right now, explained Wu. New users are taking this opportunity to buy the dip. They're coming in at the highest rate seen in 2021. Again, another example of on-chain data showing divergence to the price action. Now for another major bullish indicator, the Bitcoin withdrawal transactions hit a one-year high. Data analytics firm CryptoQuant reported earlier on Tuesday that Bitcoin's net outflow transaction count from spot exchange changes crossed the $60,000 mark for the first time in a year. Meanwhile, the total number of Bitcoin deposits to spot exchange wallets decreased below 20,000, as you can see right here on your screen. But the total Bitcoin reserves held by exchanges have remained relatively stable since May, indicating that the latest spike in withdrawals has had little impact on the overall exchange balance as of July 7th, as you can see here, brought to you by buybt.com. Now, it's also worth noting that exchange Bitcoin balances can differ greatly based on their geographical dominance. For instance, trading platforms having association with China and Chinese traders reported declines in their Bitcoin balances. They include Binance, whose Bitcoin reserves dropped by 7,214 units in the last week, and Hobby Global, which processed withdrawals of 4,398 BTC in the same time frame. Then OKEX Bitcoin balances dropped by a mere 1,357 BTC. However, US-based Kraken added 6,751 BTC to its vaults, the highest among the non-Chinese exchanges in the previous 7 days, while Coinbase reserves increased by 168 BTC. So there you have it. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, as Bitcoin consolidates below 35,000, we discussed what could trigger the next fresh BTC rally. Also shared breaking news that UFC inks a $175 million sponsorship deal with Crypto.com, as well as Janice McAfee can't accept the suicide story about her husband John's death, as well as breaking news of Russian lawmakers prepare legal amendment to confiscate crypto, as well as Bitcoin miner revenue jumping by 50% in 4 days since record difficulty drop, as well as Bitcoin analyst and statistician Willy Wu says supply shock is underway as Bitcoin withdrawal rate spikes to a one-year high. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?